back to this earth again. He's coming back, as we studied in our Bible study tonight, for the precious fruit of the earth. It's a wonderful thing to know that Jesus has planned it to come back and to redeem his people from this sin-cursed earth. We pray tonight, I'd like for you to especially remember Brother Branson tonight. Now, we visited with him this afternoon and played several songs for him. And then we prayed, and he just cried and cried and kept crying. And said, I don't have a pain in my body now, so the Lord has so rested me. You know, I appreciate the Lord blessing him and helping him. And the thing that really touched me was that after that we had prayed for him, and we hadn't prayed for just a little while, so he reached out and laid his hand on me and started praying for me. And he wanted the Lord to bless me. He wanted the Lord to have his way in my life. And that kind of touched me, kind of got a hold of me. You know, we went to pray for him, but in turn, he prayed for us, prayed for me. And I appreciate his attitude along that line. And he's better, of course, but he is awful weak. So let's pray for him. And there's many, many others tonight that needs prayer. We visited with a man that used to come to church here. Hessman. Can't think of his name. And he is in a pitiful condition. He is, well, I would tell you how he's getting along, but I've got this machine on, and it's going to record everything I say. But he is in a critical condition. I'll tell you just a little bit of how he is. I talked with him, visited with him a little bit, and he never did know him. Well, he didn't know him at all. And he didn't know his brother much. I mean, his son of mine. He just don't, he's in pretty bad shape. But he still talks about coming back to church. He wants to come back to church. Let's remember him in prayer tonight. Remember Brother Barnes? And we visited in the Morton home this afternoon. Let's pray for him. He's pretty sick. Has been, he's up, but he's pretty sick. So let's remember him tonight in prayer. And pray for that family that they'll come to church. Now, his wife has been coming now for some time and so enjoys the service. And the doctor told her whatever she did, if you not go to church and sit through a service, she said, I'm not going to do it. Said, when I quit going to church, so that's it for me. Said, she told me today, said, I'm going to church as long as I possibly can, and said, I'm going to sit through the whole service. So I thank God for that determination. And I believe the Lord is going to help her if she'll continue to be that way and feel that way about it. The Lord will certainly help her. Let's pray for these people tonight. The Lord will bless them. Do you have any questions? Let's pray. Come on. Special request. Special unspoken. Anyone else have a request? Yes, let's remember Doyle Hudson. Let's remember the family that. Austin. Let's remember the Austin family tonight. Pray for this family. The Lord will continue to bless them that are left. Amen. Add to their lives and to the home things that need in this hour of sorrow and hour of belief. Amen. Will you stand together and let's look to the Lord, shall we all pray? God's blessings rest upon this service. Dear Lord, as we come before you right now, we come only in the name of Jesus Christ as the one and only one that we can come to and talk to in this hour of need and this time. We pray for this blessing of the earth. We pray that the blessings of God will rest mightily upon us and bless us. Oh God, speak to the hearts and lives of these people who pray in Jesus' name, oh God. Add your blessings and help, Lord, for these names that we've been praying for. Lord,
daily prayer is that God keep me in the straight and narrow path just where you want me to be.
I want to praise the good Lord tonight for what he means to me. He's a wonderful Savior to me. I'm still feasting on the good service that we had this morning. I love my Savior, and I want to be in the center of his will, and I want to lead some lost soul to him. Praise his dear wonderful name. I love him tonight. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. Truly tonight, I love Jesus. I praise him for another opportunity to stand up as a witness for him. He means so much to me. So glad I ever found him real in my heart and life, and he saved me. Fill me with the Holy Ghost and give me that desire to live for him. I'm not tired of serving him. I want to go all the way with him, and I praise him for his wonderful presence that we felt in our service this day. And by his help and grace, I mean to go all the way with Jesus.
I'm glad tonight. I'm a blessed Savior. I'm glad he one time saw fit to save my soul. I love him for every blessing that he's done for me. And I know he's able to supply every need. And I do want to go on and live for him.
So happy tonight for a friend like Jesus. So glad that he's been so real in our service today. My determination tonight is to live for him, make heaven my home. I love him.
God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, and whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Truly I praise the Lord tonight for that deep set of peace I have in my heart that makes me know I'm a child of his. I just praise him that I know that once someday if I'll be faithful to him, I'll inherit that everlasting life. I love him.
Truly thank God tonight for his goodness to us this day. I thank him for his presence this morning. You know, I thought this morning I felt his presence more real than I had in a long time. And I thought, Lord, you're here to bless your children, to own us. You care for us, you love us, you understand us, you know all about us even more than we know about ourselves. I love him tonight.
Truly thank the Lord tonight for this wonderful privilege we have of worshiping thee. Thank him for each and everything he's done for us in the past and for the things he's going to do for us in the future. And I pray that you'll pray for me this night.
I'm Gil Robinson. Lord, my servant, I shall not want.
Praise the Lord tonight for all he means to me. I do